Welcome to Recap King. In this video, we will explain The Blind Side. This movie tells the story of an African-American teenager adopted by a Caucasian family who helped him overcome his learning difficulties and achieve excellence in American football. How can love change a person's life regardless of skin color? Let's find out in The Blind Side. The Blind Side is a film based on the true story of the life struggle of an American football offensive lineman, Michael Oher. Michael, who was 17 years old at the time, was always moving from place to place because his mother was addicted to drugs. For a time, he lived at his friend's house, named Stephen. Stephen's father, Tony, intends to transfer Stephen and Michael to a Christian school. However, because the entry requirements to a Wingate Christian school are quite difficult for Tony, he then asks Coach Cotton for help to enter Stephen and Michael considering their athletic abilities and skills. Eventually, Cotton agrees to help Tony and tries to convince the principal and the teachers to accept Stephen and Michael. After considering Stephen's academic grades from his previous school, the principal accepted him into their school. But not so with Michael, whose academic grades are not good. Cotton was at his wit's end. He was still trying to convince the principal and the board of teachers to accept Michael. He thought Michael had to get the right guidance to get good grades, and their school was the right school to mentor him. Long story short, Michael and Stephen were finally accepted at Wingate Christian School. In his first days at the new school, Michael seems to have difficulty adapting and never completes the assignments or homework given by his teachers. 1 month later, the teachers evaluated his learning progress at school. Almost all teachers think that he is a stupid student because he never completes the assignments they are given, as if he does not understand the way of learning at school. One of the teachers, Mrs. Boswell, seems to disagree with the teacher's opinion of Michael. Mrs. Boswell said that Michael has always listened to the lessons taught by the teachers and has extraordinary grasping power. She knew this when she took an oral test and Michael got a pretty good score. It means Michael was able to listen to every lesson well. He just had not received proper guidance, which made it difficult for him to study. That night, when he was at Tony's house, Michael heard an argument between Tony and his wife, where Tony's wife objected to Michael's presence in their house, which was only a burden to their family. Hearing this, Michael then left Tony's house because he didn't want to trouble his family. After leaving the house, he sleeps everywhere and picks up leftover popcorn from the spectators from the sports stadium for his daily meal. To wash his clothes, he hitchhiked in the sink of a laundry. One day, Michael greeted children who were playing in a park, but the children immediately left because they were afraid of his big body. A boy named Sean Jr. or SJ then approached Michael and said that he should smile and be friendly when greeting someone, so they wouldn't run away. One night, SJ, who was in the car with his parents, saw Michael walking alone in the pouring rain. Leanne, SJ's mother, noticed that Michael was shivering from the cold without proper clothes. She took the initiative to get out of the car and approach Michael. When she learns that Michael plans to spend the night huddled outside the closed school gym, she offers Michael to spend the night at her house. Michael seems impressed by SJ's house, which is very grand because his parents are indeed wealthy. SJ's father, Sean, is a successful restaurant entrepreneur, while Leanne is an interior designer. Arriving at the house, Michael was introduced to SJ's older sister, Collins. Leanne then arranged a comfortable sofa for Michael to sleep on in the living room. When going to bed, Leanne talked with her husband about Michael, where in fact they still suspected him because they didn't know his background. The following day, Leanne realized that Michael was gone. She then looked for Michael around the house and saw him walking towards the gate. She then chases after Michael and asks him to stay behind to celebrate Thanksgiving with her family. Michael agrees to stay. Leanne and her family celebrated Thanksgiving happily with Michael, as if he was part of their family too. Leanne then took Michael shopping for clothes because she realized that Michael only wore the same clothes every day. But Michael refused and said that he had a lot of clothes at his mother's house. Leanne then took Michael to his mother's house to get some clothes. But when he got there, Michael saw an eviction notice posted on his mother's door, indicating that his mother had left. Unable to pick up his clothes at the house, Michael couldn't help but obey Leanne, who wanted to buy him some new clothes. Over time, Michael lived at Leanne's house and found his own room, which was quite spacious with a soft bed and computer, things he had never had anywhere else. Michael was also very grateful for all the kindness Leanne and her family had on him. Meanwhile, Michael's academic grades at school began to improve because the teachers guided him in the right way, according to Mrs. Boswell. Even Michael has now been recruited to be a member of his school's football team on the recommendation of Sean, who saw his hidden talent in football. To celebrate Michael's success on the school football team, Sean takes Michael and his family to dinner at a fancy restaurant. Sean and his family already consider Michael a part of their family. Even during the photo session for the Christmas card, Michael was invited to take a photo with their family. Since then, their relatives and friends know Michael's presence in Sean and Leanne's family. While having lunch together, Leanne's friends raised their concerns about Michael's presence around their daughter, Collins. They thought Michael was a big black boy, which Collins might have felt uncomfortable with. Hearing her friends' racist words about Michael, Leanne left them with a disappointed look. When they got home, Leanne chatted with her daughter about Michael's presence at their home. Collins only responded that she didn't mind Michael living with them at all and asked her mother not to kick him out. Leanne was relieved to hear that. While at school, Michael was often discriminated against by his friends because he was black, but Collins remained nice to him and always befriended him. Long story short, Michael started his training with the school football team. Because it was his first time playing football, he didn't even know the rules of the game and had a hard time understanding the explanations from his coach. It makes him always make mistakes. However, Sean and Leanne continue to convince Coach Cotton that Michael has great potential in football if he continues to be trained properly. On the other hand, Michael also underwent his training in earnest, assisted by SJ. One day, Leanne expressed her desire to her husband to adopt Michael and make him their legal child. At first, Sean didn't agree because they didn't know Michael's background and past. After all, he was very secretive. However, Leanne convinced her husband until Sean finally agreed to adopt Michael. When Leanne tries to become Michael's legal guardian, she learns that Michael's father has died in an accident and his mother is a drug addict. Leanne could have immediately adopted Michael because Michael's current status is a dependent child of the state. But because Michael's biological mother is still alive, she plans to ask her for permission before adopting her son. Leanne then tries to find the whereabouts of Denise Ower, Michael's biological mother, and finally finds her whereabouts in her hometown. After meeting with Denise, Leanne then expressed her desire to adopt Michael legally. Even so, Leanne still allows Denise to visit her son at any time and Denise will always be a mother to Michael. Because she feels that he will get a better life with Leanne and her family, Denise then allows her son to be adopted by Leanne and Sean. Michael Ower, who was once homeless and never received attention and affection, now has a comfortable place to live and a family who loves him very much. One day, when Michael and SJ were driving, suddenly their car had an accident. Although no one was injured, Michael was devastated that SJ was injured in the accident and constantly apologized to Leanne for hurting SJ. Leanne tried to calm Michael and said that the accident was not his fault. She even thanked Michael because he swiftly endured the impact and protected SJ so that he was not seriously injured. While practicing football, Coach Cotton again scolded Michael because he still didn't understand football rules. When Michael seems hesitant to use his strength and size during football practice, Leanne then tells him that his role as an offensive midfielder requires him to protect his quarterback, as he wants to protect his family. Michael understood the meaning of Leanne's words and started playing football according to the rules. From then on, Michael's football skills improved dramatically until he was good enough to play at the college level. Long story short, Michael's school football team will compete with football teams from other schools. In the early minutes, Michael's team continued to be attacked repeatedly. Even Michael got racist insults from one of the opposing team's players. When the opposing team kicked Michael, Coach Cotton felt angry and defended him desperately. Seeing the coach's defense, Michael was very touched and determined to win the game. He then played seriously but still showed his tenderness to the opposing team, even though they had insulted him. Michael managed to turn things around and his school's football team began to dominate the game. On the other hand, SJ, who watched the match live, continued to record Michael's actions during the match, until finally Michael managed to lead his school's football team to victory and made Coach Cotton very proud of him. The next day, SJ sends a videotape showing Michael's great ability to the entire college football team during a game, making the college football team coaches quite impressed with his skills and intend to recruit him. One day, when Michael was training with the school football team, the coaches of the college football team came to see his skills on the field firsthand. Coach Cotton then called Michael and asked him to show his greatness in front of everyone. After seeing Michael's abilities firsthand, the coaches became even more impressed and competed to recruit him as a football team member. After that incident, Michael then received many scholarship offers from various universities. However, Michael has not taken the scholarship because his academic score is below average. One of the conditions for getting the scholarship is to have a pretty good academic score. Knowing this, Leanne then hired a private tutor, Miss Sue, to help Michael improve his academic grades, as a condition of getting a scholarship from the college he wanted. With the support of Leanne and her family and proper guidance from Miss Sue, Michael was finally able to improve his academic grades at school and graduated from school with satisfactory grades. Most importantly, his grades were already eligible to receive a scholarship from the university. After graduating from school with satisfactory grades, Michael was finally able to choose the college he wanted. His decision to choose the college football team he wanted even attracted the attention of many people and was covered by various media. Michael finally decided to study at the University of Mississippi and join their football team at the suggestion of Leanne. When Michael was preparing things with Sean and Leanne before entering college, he was called by the NCAA to do an interview because of his status as a student athlete. An investigator from the NCAA is assigned to investigate the possibility of Leanne and her family being nice to Michael because they only want to take advantage of Michael's abilities. The NCAA assumes that Michael's decision to choose the University of Mississippi was because Sean and Leanne influenced him too much to get Michael to play for their alma mater. Hearing this, Michael then ran away before the interview was over and asked Leanne directly about her motive for accepting him as part of their family. Michael, feeling disappointed, then left Leanne and did not return to her house. Michael tries to find his birth mother in his hometown, but he is greeted by his old friend, a gang leader. His friend then invited Michael to gather with his old friends and offer him a beer. One of Michael's friends makes a sexually offensive satire about Leanne and Collins, infuriating Michael and instantly beating them all up. The next day, after much thought, Michael decided to call Leanne. He and Leanne then met and had a heart-to-heart conversation, in which Leanne revealed that she helped Michael with all her heart because she saw the great potential in him. Michael then apologized for having prejudice against Leanne and her family for all the good they had done for him. Michael later told investigators from the NCAA that he chose University of Mississippi because that's where his family goes to school. Michael is finally accepted into college and says goodbye to Leanne and her family. The film ends with information about and photos of the real Leanne, Sean, S.J. Collins and Michael Oher, who went on to play in the National Football League.